Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings, blessings and greetings, blessed souls, to the Dunzo Sigurdman, and we are alive because we want to thrive in Torah Chaim, Torah Chesed, Torah Rachamim, instructions of kindness, instructions of life, instructions of mercies. This is Soul Class, an extension of a class from Seven Noahide Commandments that is given in Kesek Kohen Heights in Brooklyn, New York. It is now the first day of the month of Elul 5,007, 7 years blazing and grazing into the creation. And we have a caller, but if the caller will please be a little patient with me. I just want to just end off on this introduction here. Tonight we'll be talking about a mighty teacher called the Ramban. We're not going to read the whole letter that he wrote, which is called Egeret HaRambam, the letter of the Ramban. I'd like to start off with a beginning statement by a great teacher who lived in the late 19th century and the 20th century. His name is Rav Avraham Yitzhak Kook, and in a book called Ayin Aya, in Brachos Part 2, 115, he wrote the following. The purpose of Israel has always been to serve as a vessel that contains blessing and goodness for all of the people of the earth, insomuch as it was prepared for this from its birth. Then even when Israel does not make the grade and does sin, turning away from the path of the Most High, it does only so because it has been misled and to think that it will actually fulfill the spiritual mission by repudiating the Lord as God. However, its true mission and motivation is nevertheless to be blessed, a blessing unto all who are created in the divine image and a delight in bringing benefit and happiness to all mankind, according as permanently fixed in the innermost depths of the soul of Israel. And therefore, we can make mistakes, blessed souls, but ultimately, we want to serve the Most High and enjoin everyone to try to serve the Most High, everyone according to their blessing. Well, the caller hung up. I apologize for not picking up. Maybe you'll call back in another minute. That being said, blessed souls, I'd like to share with you something that's happened over the last week or so, that whether it be on Facebook, teaching people in, you know, live, on this medium, which is the blessed Blog Talk Radio form, and the Most High should bless all the organizers and formulators of this wonderful opportunity for blessed souls, that means all of us, to vibe out into the creation ideas that hopefully will spread the things that are positive and negate the things that are negative. And many times I've brought up ideas which are coming from not only the written tradition of Israel, which is a Hebrew tradition, Hebrew-Israelite tradition, the 12 tribes of Israel, or I've brought up an oral tradition, and the response has been, well, you're arguing. Well, I just want to share with everyone that, you know, these traditions that we're sharing were traditions that we lived and breathed to the best of our capabilities before we got to Mount Sinai. These were traditions that were lived up to the best of the ability of the patriarchs of Israel, of Jacob, Yaakov, Yitzhak, Isaac, and Abraham, as Abraham received the tradition from the son and great-grandson, which is Shem and Ever, Shem being the son of Noah. And there were traditions that were given originally to Noah, the Tzaddik, who with his three sons, Ham, Shem, and Jeph, were blessed, emerging from an ancient ark 4,114 years ago by the Most High. So who the Most High blesses, no one can curse. So what I've encountered these negative vibes from different people. Perhaps I deserved it. Perhaps I didn't. But the point is, I try it to the best of my ability, and still try that when I hear a person questioning the validity of my point, or even just the validation of my own existence as another human being with a divine image, just as that other person who's coming to me with some sort of complaint or criticism, whether it be rightly deserved or unjustified, they also have a divine image. So perhaps if I reach into the Torah, the instructions of the oral Torah, like in this beautiful letter, which I won't read in full tonight, but hopefully we'll read in portions in the coming weeks before Rosh Hashanah, that perhaps a resolution that all of us can take, each one according to his or her blessing, to try to understand how we can avoid unnecessary instances and exhibitions of unwarranted anger and fury. So here we go. This is a letter written by the Rambam. is an acronym for Rav Moshe Ben Nachman. He lived, I think, in the 12th, 13th century, in that time period. He lived after the time of the Rambam, Rabbi Moshe Ben Maimon. So here we go. This is a letter that he wrote to his son. I'll read into Hebrew, and we'll translate into English, and we'll bring sources that people can look up to get more deeper into these teachings. Shma bani musar avicha va'al titosh torat imecha. Listen, but understand, my son, the discipline of your father, and do not forsake the guidance of your mother. Now the source of that statement, blessed souls, was not from the great wisdom of Ramban. Actually, he was pulling from the wisdom of one even greater than he, one of the wisest men of all creation, King Solomon, and that was in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8. Going further, Kitna heik tamid zadaber kol dvarecha benachat lechol adam lechol et uvze kinatzel min ha'as shimida ra'a lehachati b'nei adam. Accustom yourself to speak gently to all people at all times. This will protect you from anger, a most serious character flaw which can cause one to sin. Lachen, Omro Rabotenu, Zichronam Lebracha, Kol Koet, Kol Mene Gihinom, Shotim Bo, Shene'mar, Haser Ka'as Milibecha, Bahaver Ra'a Mibosarecha. And our sages have taught us in the Talmudic tractate, in the Darim 22a, which is the oral Torah tradition of how to make vows, page 22, side A. Our sages taught, whoever flares up in anger is subject to the discipline of Gehenna, which in English is translated as hell. As is written, quote, banish anger from your heart and remove evil from your flesh, which is written, was taken from Ecclesiastes, Kohelis, chapter 11, verse 10. But so I once took a course, and eventually I became a teacher in a course called TCI, Therapeutic Crisis Intervention. And during the class, we were taught that when a person gets upset to the point of anger, flaring anger, actually their intellectual capacities get diminished, and their emotional capacities, which are running on full gear, actually take control. And that's where a person can get destructive to themselves, destructive to others, a menace to oneself, and a menace to other people. In other words, blessed souls, flaring up in anger and being subject to the discipline of Gehenna is basically reducing one's cognitive awareness, which none of us want to reduce at any one time in our lifetime, because we become subject being manipulated at that point when our intellect is lowered because of the hellish experience of just becoming anger for no good reason. And even when there's a good reason, there's always another perspective, and I know it's hard to try to avoid that anger, that searing, boiling anger that we've all experienced. However, the possibilities are available to each and every one of us from instructions from the Oral Torah of Israel. First, we must meditate on avoiding anger. And the first suggestion that the mighty Ramban writes is, first of all, accustom yourself to speaking gently to people. Going on with the teaching of this letter, it is written, Shene'mar, Ve'ein ra ela gehinom, shenamar v'gam rasha liyom ra'ah. It's So the evil mentioned here, what we've previously learned in Ecclesiastes 11:10, the evil that is referred to removing from the flesh is referring to Gehenna, that hellish sense of fiery fury, which is burning out one's capacities to function as a fully cognitively aware human being. And then it says in Proverbs 16:4, and the wicked are destined for the day of evil. So you see, blessed souls, staying in control of our emotions and staying in a constant state of gentle speaking can be a powerful way of empowering ourselves to staying away from evil and staying away from wicked tendencies. The Rambam continues, "Ka'ashit tinatzel min ka'as ta'ale alipcha midat ha'anava shehi mida tova mikol hamidot tovot shne'amar ekev anava yirat havaya Hashem Almighty." Once you have distanced yourself from anger, the quality of humility will enter your heart. This sterling quality is the finest of all admirable traits, as the scripture writes. On the heels of humility comes the fear of the Most High. And that's a quote from Proverbs 22:4. And that's one of the beautiful things of this teaching, blessed soul, is that we see in the first five sources for this teaching, we see four sources from the written Torah and one from the oral Torah. But the four sources in the written Torah, which are in Proverbs 1:8 and Ecclesiastes 11:10 and Proverbs 16:4 and Proverbs 22:4, is they were written by a very wise man whose wisdom was not only cherished by the nation of Israel, but all the nations at the time, King Solomon. Now what happens when a person comes to fear of the Most High, as we come down to 2 minutes to the end of the show?
כי ליבות בני אדם, שנמו, הלא את השמיים ואת הארץ, אני מלא נאום השם.
Therefore, humility, the fear of the Most High, will intensify in your heart, for you will always be aware of them, where you have come, and to where you are destined to go. We all must realize that in life we are as frail as a maggot or a worm, and all the more so when we pass from this world, our flesh. It is this sense of humility which reminds all of us what of the one before whom we will be called to for judgment, the King of Glory. And it is written, "For heaven and the heavens of earth, heavens cannot contain you." And that's written in Kings 1:8-27. And surely not the hearts of men, which is in Proverbs 15:11. But furthermore, it is written, "Do I not feel heaven and earth, says the Most High," which is in Jeremiah 23:24. What's beautiful to see, blessed souls, is seven out of these eight sources for removing anger from our lives and increasing humility. Seven of them are coming from the scriptures themselves and one from the oral Torah. Well, but so we're about out of time, and hopefully we'll continue this future date on this wonderful topic of advice of how to avoid getting angry by, number one, speaking softly, and by increasing our fear, meaning we don't want to break the relationship with the Most High. And when we don't want to break the relationship with the Most High, we want to connect with Him more. We want to connect with more human beings, any human being, to prepare the world for the greatest event ever, the ultimate celebration, which is the celebration of the universe redemption under the ages of Mashiach Tikkeno, our righteous Messiah, Ari Yishol Yudah, Lion of Judah, who shall roar Torah Chadashah, who will write a new Torah, more new inner dimensional Torah accessible to every human being. This is Danzel Tzvi Goodman, saying from Kesekhan Heights, wishing everyone a Havachad, one love, Goel Echad, one destiny to Kolano for all of us, the Dachinam, Dachisham, in a peaceful and pleasant way. Good night, everyone.
One love.